Tuesday, November 16th. Henry was in quite a stir this morning because of a story in the New York Times that obviously had been leaked by defense, giving the figures on ultimate troop withdrawal numbers and strategy residual force. We got into quite a discussion of it with the president, and it was decided I should call Laird and hit him on this, which I did, not getting to him until quite a bit later in the day. Laird finessed the whole thing, blaming it on all sorts of other people and ranting and raving about how he's really clamping down on the Joint Chiefs, etc. Obviously, it was not the Joint Chiefs who leaked it. It was Laird. The president made the comment this morning that he wondered whether we'd made a mistake on butts, this arising from the congressional opposition to him and the big battle against him by the Farmers Union and the National Farmers Organization. I think once we get past confirmation, he'll turn out to be a darn good appointment. Had a flap with Rose on dinner lists, the usual disagreement between her and Alex, which is really ridiculous. The president decided this noon to break the ice with Peterson on commerce and tried to call him to get him in to tell him Peterson was out to lunch with Shriver of the IMF, which made the president a little bit upset. He later got him in at 3:30 this afternoon with Schultz, Ehrlichman, and me, and did an absolutely terrible job of telling him he had decided he was going to move to commerce. He didn't even offer the job to him or give him a chance to discuss it. He just said, "That's what we've decided," and didn't even do that in a very enthusiastic fashion. But I guess Peterson swallowed it all right. A lot of discussion during the day on whether or not to do the AFL convention. The president's gut reaction this morning was not to, because he feels that we can't let Meany have it both ways. He's been kicking us around, especially on foreign policy, and the president doesn't feel he should go down. Colson, on the other hand, feels very strongly that he should, that the atmosphere is not wrong. A lot of the delegates support the president. He could score a smash hit, and that he shouldn't let Meany scare him off. We discussed it some with Ehrlichman and Schultz this afternoon after the Peterson meeting, and still haven't arrived at a final conclusion. That'll be the main item up tomorrow. Henry met with Rabin this morning to the president's consternation and came in with a report that Golda Meir is going to be here the first week of December, and recommending that the president see her, get her in, and tell her we're going to give her the phantoms to avoid Rogers and Laird teaming up on a deal they've got going with an invitation they've extended to Moshe Dayan, in which they're going to try to pressure the president into giving her the jets. Henry's argument is that we're going to get stuck with it anyway, we might as well get credit for it, which the president bought and agreed to meet with her. End of November 16th.